what you gave, but you never noticed that I was in vain. I knew what I wanted, I went out and got it. Did all the things that you said that I wouldn't. I told you that I would never be forgotten. I know this for you.
Yeah, I'm alive, bitches. I am alive.
Yeah. That was a good one. I have to say, I actually haven't heard that song, so you're pretty cool, Donovan, for picking that one out.
I am on the pulse, people. No.
I downloaded it right.
Isn't it a great song? I love her. I love that song. Sia is fantastic. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Gay XYZ show. Sorry. thanks for listening. It's Christian and Jason and Donovan. We're coming at you from Dallas, Texas, as always. And it
yeehaw.
It is September 29th. And actually, tomorrow, by the way, is International Podcast Day. We're going to say happy podcast day to all the podcasters out there. Happy podcast day. what's going on with you guys?
Trying to stay out of trouble. You know how I do. Trying to stay out that Taco Bell drive-through. But for real, October is like a big health kick month for me. So I'm going to be really good. Not going to Taco Bell.
That's good.
So I'll let you guys know how that goes. Hopefully I'll lose like 90 pounds. It'll just all like melt right off.
I started working out myself the day after Labor Day, and then I hurt my back, and then it's been bad for 2 weeks. And so I just I hurt my back the worst I've ever hurt it in my entire life. I couldn't bend over, couldn't have sex.
Got that good back crack.
So now I'm all good again. So I'm starting back on my little thing too. So good for you. Good for me. We're trying to do the best we can. So good for us. So we are talking tonight about the same old stuff, but good stuff, fun stuff. We're talking about what's going on in gay pop culture and some political things, as well as some interesting other topics. So I saw that you guys had seen the whole Azalea Banks thing won't stop.
Yeah, she's at it again. So did you guys see the tweet rampage that she went into the other day?
Yes, I did.
So basically...
I'm going to just sum it up. Basically, she said that gay people were weaklings. She said that gay people are like the KKK, mm-hmm. and that they will like attack you at any given moment about any situation, that they're weak, uneducated, because a word like faggot will send them into a rampage, so on and so forth. Just all these anti-gay things, saying that she doesn't approve of them. She doesn't want to be around them. They're not invited to her concert. Which the gay people have, the gay population has kind of been keeping her afloat within her music. She's known to be like pretty gay friendly with her music, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. She said before in the past that she's working on a Disney princess sounding record, so I'm assuming that's like pop. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens when that comes out.
How is she gay friendly? You mean her lyrics aren't anti-gay, but she is in real life, or what?
Her sound.
Oh, like, you mean
a lot of people really like it. A lot of gay people. Yeah,
it's gay. Like, yeah, okay, gotcha, gotcha. Oh, well, I didn't even know who she was, honestly. I mean, I knew who she was to some degree, but I've never heard her music, so I don't know what
she
sounds
like.
She's
more known for like her antics than she is her music. She's never had a song on the radio.
Well, then that means you're not a good artist, though. Yeah.
But she actually has her album that she released. Actually, has a lot of good songs on it. But my thing is, I was like, why would you say something like this when you have a gay following like that?
Because it just goes to show she doesn't care. You know what I mean? That's like what we talked about last week. At what point do you like kind of choose to censor yourself so that you can you know, not ruin your entire career, mm-hmm. Versus just shouting out your opinions just because you're a strong black woman and America will never understand a black woman, an opinionated black woman, and blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah,
Well,
I don't know. We'll see. There's some gay people, gay Mexican people out here on the Donald Trump bandwagon. So
it's just so crazy. It's so crazy. It's just like the gay Republicans. It makes no sense. Makes no sense. Well, I mean, but do you think it? I mean, she's you know, don't you think her 5 minutes is up or 15 minutes up is up? I mean,
it's been up. I mean, she was beefing with Iggy. She beefs with anybody that will give her the time of day, and then she uses it to promote her record. So whatever, mm-hmm. she got dropped from her record label. I mean, it's what it is. It's over.
Okay, well, bye bye, girl. Whatever. bye, girl. Yeah. Now, what about Lady Gaga? You said she won the Women of the Year.
So yes, Billboard magazine has just named her the Woman of the Year. Now I'm just gonna ask you guys, no shade, but what has she done this year in your opinion, y'all, that earned her this title of Billboard's Music Woman of the Year?
Nothing.
I think what she's done is she has matured as an artist in the eyes of these people, Billboard or whatever. And I think she's gone away from the whole flash look at me to more mature side and doing things with Tony, what's his face, Bennett, and kind of a more demure look and more serious about her art and taking more seriously. I think that's what she's done. I think that may be why they have chosen her this year.
Yeah, so I actually read the article because, you know, I've kind of gone back and forth with Gaga. I was a huge, huge fan. Mm. I used to be I used to be on her street team. She follows me on Twitter. Like, mm-hmm. it used to be hardcore love, right? Mm-hmm. So over the years, it kind of fell out because I kind of felt like what she was doing was inauthentic. She was picking up a lot of reputation for being, like, diva antic. She couldn't keep a team around her. But this year, as I read the article, just because I was curious, you know, because I thought to myself, why not Katy Perry? You know, she did the Super Bowl. She had the highest grossing tour of the year. So I read it, and basically it says exactly that. Her performance at the Grammy, or at the Oscars, her mini tour with Tony Bennett, right. All those various things. But I wanted to point out, you know, I think she's being very strategic. Her new team is being very strategic in the way that they kind of are laying down the pavement for her comeback next year. She's been very open about the fact that she's working on another super, super pop record with DJ producer Red One, who produced her biggest hits like Poker Face, Just Dance. So, you know, it's no secret that she's working on commercial pop music again. So I think they're kind of working on laying down the groundwork and getting her back, you know, in the general public's positive graces.
Right.
So that she can make a big comeback with a big dance song next year.
Well, I think that's a smart thing to do, though. It's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, I'm ready for her to come back.
I am too. I miss Gaga, the old Gaga. Yeah. I mean, musically. I think the first, when I first heard her first album, I was working out all the time then. I was working at the gym all the time and I was running. I was like, the first time I listened to it, it was my iPod. I was like, whoa, who is this bitch? I love her. And I was like, her music, that first album, was it The Fame? I think that was her first album. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I could not stop listening to it over and over and over and over and over and over. And then the Bad Romance or whatever, the next album came out. Love that. And then I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, it was a slippery slope from there. But, you know, you try to defend your artistry and you want to do, as an artist, you want to put out music that you're into. And, you know, I respect her for that, absolutely.
Yeah,
and
but you also have to be commercially
right.
successful.
I felt like at the time she probably thought that she would be able to ride on, because at that time she was the peak of her career. Like, she could do anything and it would go number one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's kind of lost that over the last few years, but... yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I like her. And a lot of people, you know, because I'm, you know, my goddess is Madonna. So of course I've always had this huge people who hate me because I love Lady Gaga and I love Madonna both. I love both of them for different reasons. And
yeah,
there's plenty of room, as Madonna herself has said. There's plenty of room for all of people in the industry. And the thing that upsets me though is that people always have to compare them to each other, and I think that they stand on their own, each of them.
Yeah,
individually, I love them both.
Yeah, I'm excited to see her in American Horror Story, which comes out next week. think October 2nd.
It's this week, isn't it? Next week.
She's going to be incredible. I already know she's going to be incredible in that. So I definitely think this is also going to continue to help lay down the groundwork for a big, big comeback next year.
Can't wait.
So we'll see.
Can't wait. Jason, you had mentioned something about Shonda Rhimes losing weight.
Yes, so there is an article circulating online where she has went through, she has a huge weight loss. I didn't even know anything about this until like just a few hours ago.
I saw her. Didn't we just see her at something like an award show or something? I thought
maybe she was on there, but I didn't see it. Oh, okay. But she's lost 117 pounds.
Holy hell.
Yeah, and there's a split screen of before and after, and there is a huge difference.
What was 112-pound difference, or whatever you said? That's crazy. Well, so but did she say how she lost the weight, though?
She just said that she was just going to, quote, get it together and eat healthy. So I don't know what the get it together part is. I mean, not sure it's exercise that type of thing. But she said she just started exercising and better eating habits.
Why is it? Okay, now listen. Okay, that could all be very true. And that's great for her. I'm happy for her because I think it's always wonderful when people lose a lot of weight. That's great. However, why is it that every time you ask a celebrity how they lost weight, oh, I'm just eating better and I'm just taking more walks and da-da-da-da-da. I take plenty of walks and I eat better and I still stay fat. What the fuck is that about? Is it something celebrities have and I don't? I mean, why is that? It's called chefs. It's called delivered food, nutritionists,
trainers.
Yeah, so I mean, for them, the weight can, you know, melt off of them as us. As for us, we have to, you know, work like a
mule.
God knows what. Yeah, like the weight off and that type of thing. She does look good though, and I will say, just for the record, that her wigs look a lot better too.
Her what looks a lot better?
Her wigs.
She's wearing. Oh, she wears wigs.
Well, wigs or extensions or weaves. Oh, or, yeah. But, in her before picture, I was like, I don't know what it is about her hair, but she can never get her hair right. but in the after picture, it's like, looking good.
Maybe she just had a makeover because she lost the weight. That's good. Good for her. And that's like, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy losing her weight and everything. Because she's always been, I think she's always been pretty, even though she was fat. I think she's still pretty before. But exactly. I think, you know, I honestly did. I love her either way. But that's great. Good for Shonda Rhimes. Good for her. By the way, do you watch any of the Shonda Rhimes shows? I am addicted to How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal. Those are my favorite shows.
Yes.
Yes. Do you watch both of them?
Of course I do.
Do you watch either of them, Christian? No.
I've seen How to Get Away with Murder, and I know who she is, but I don't keep up with that.
You mean Shonda Rhimes? Yeah, okay.
Shonda Rhimes, but I don't keep up with the shows just because, I don't know, I just, scripted shows, I can't really get into.
Oh, God, you were so your generation. Oh, my God.
I'm totally...
more into reality shows.
Yeah, I'm more like, you know, like Team Kardashian. No, I'm more into like reality shows. Just things that kind of rot my brain, like Love and Hip Hop, like things I don't really have to pay attention to.
Well, no, I know. Well, I mean, I like a lot of reality shows.
So do I.
Those are two good shows. So I love watching Love and Hip Hop Hollywood and Black Ink.
Ooh, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood is so good right now. Oh, my God. It's so good.
And I like watching my Black Ink Crew and...
Oh, is that good? I haven't seen it. I saw the commercial for it.
It's really good.
See, y'all are speaking a different language. I have no fucking idea what you're talking about right now.
Donna, you would love Love and Hip Hop Hollywood because it is so ratchet and over the top. You would eat it.
Oh, so you're calling me ratchet and over the top? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying you would thoroughly get entertainment out of it.
No, that's cool. No, that's cool. I mean, I probably would. It's just, I actually watch a lot of reality TV. I mean, I watch all the Housewives shows, but I don't watch any of the ones you mentioned. I watch Survivor, and I watch The Amazing Race, and I watch Big Brother.
Real reality TV.
Yeah.
Love and Hip Hop is like the fakest reality show.
It's scripted reality.
but it's so entertaining.
Yeah.
The stories they come up with, I'm just...
What channel does it come on?
Check it out. VH1. If you're in the mood for like a little ratchet trash TV,
VH1.
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood will suffice that for you.
Okay.
Oh, and then Mob Wives is coming back soon, too.
Okay, I've seen that once. Is that the one with the Angie chick who talks like a man?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
Big Ange.
Big Ange, yeah. I saw her. She's definitely a character. I've seen her.
I love me from Mob Wives.
And I actually, there was a show the other day that came on. It wasn't RuPaul Drag Race, but it was something else. It was like behind the scenes or something. I don't know what it was called. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was like a drag. It was like part of the drag show, the RuPaul Drag Race. Oh yeah, that was it. Untucked. Yeah, that was good.
They're playing
too.
Like old reruns right now.
Well, I've never seen it, so I thought it was fun. But anyway,
Yeah, Untucked is cute, especially if you're watching the season live as it's airing. It's really cool. It's fun to watch.
Donovan, I think another show that you would like. I don't know if you watch this now. It's called Hollywood Divas.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen it advertising. Is it good?
I think you would like that though.
God, see, I watch so much TV already. It's like, fuck. Well, I don't want to get into something else.
The season just ended but recorded. It's really good. It has Countess Vaughn, Golden Brooks, Paula J. Parker.
Is that the one that has the reunion on now or something?
Yeah. Yeah,
I saw those bitches bitching on the couch. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, they were, like, going at it. I was like, oh, my God. So they were worse than the Housewives, honestly. I was like, wow. So anyway, no, I haven't seen it, but I'll check them out and see what I think. I'll let you know. Did you hear about the interview that Danny Pintaro did with Oprah Winfrey? Do you know who Danny Pintaro is, by the way?
That name sounds familiar.
Danny Pintaro was the little boy on Who's the Boss?
Oh, yeah. I saw that this weekend.
Yeah, and it's pretty sad. I don't know if you watched it or not, but it's pretty it's pretty sad, and he was addicted to meth and everything and had a lot of random sex and everything as a result. But that's also, it's been like a major problem in the gay community for a long time with gay men and meth, I think. It's been like a big deal for a lot of gay men, not for me, but for a lot. And I think that he just kind of represents what's been going on in our community to some degree.
I've never had that issue.
No, I haven't either. I'm just saying that I've known a lot. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've had a few friends that I've lost over that.
See,
other prescription pills and things like that. Especially back home in Oklahoma, it's pretty bad.
Yes, and it's what I'm saying. It's like an epidemic, and I'm glad that he's bringing it to the forefront and actually speaking up about it because it helps people to actually see the other people who are suffering. So that's good for him. Good for Danny Pintaro, poor little boy. Anyway, Matt Damon, let's talk about this whole thing. The whole thing he was talking in his interview about gays coming out and not coming out and da-da-da-da in Hollywood.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Well, first, let's talk about what happened.
I just got bits and pieces of it.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened?
All he said was, in an interview, was he would advise people in Hollywood not to come out if they're gay because your career will be over, essentially, is what he said. And he said, if it's not over, it'll be harmed for the most part. And so everybody took that and said, oh, my God, that's homophobic. Da, 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 da.
No.
Now, I agree with him. That's the truth. It's not necessarily the truth that it'll be over, but it won't be as lustrous as it could have been, possibly, if you're in the closet. And so I find it to be honest and truthful, and I didn't see anything homophobic about it at all. However, all these organizations are like, oh, my God, how horrible for him to say this. Da, 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 da. What do y'all think?
I think we've actually talked about this before, actors in Hollywood, about coming out. I personally think that I would advise you not to, just because a lot of times gay actors get put as that. There are a few that are lucky enough, you know, like Matt Bomer, for example, that don't necessarily get called that gay actor.
Neil Patrick Harris.
You know, like Neil Patrick Harris is one that... You know, and then you got to think, you know, if he gets booked for a movie like Fight Club, for example.
But you're not going to book him for Fight Club, even if he was straight, because he's not that kind of an actor.
Like beef up for it, you don't think?
Well, of course he could. But you know what I mean?
So I'm saying like a male driven movie is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Right. And they have him as the main character. No movie execs are going to do that because then their audience is going to automatically assume it's a gay type of movie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the politics of show.
And that's not fair, but it's the reality.
It's absolutely not fair, but it's the reality. And is it right? Absolutely
no.
not. But is it realistic?
Right. Exactly. And that's what I think. What do you think, Jason?
This particular comment, as far as what he said about, gay people need to stay in the closet. It didn't offend me. I wasn't offended by it. And I do agree with him because, I mean, if you come out just, you know, right out the bat, I mean,
yes,
there's going to be more, I feel like personally, there are going to be more disadvantages than advantages to it. So that particular comment didn't offend me, but he did offend me when he said about, when he was on the show Project Greenlight, I don't know if you watched this, but he was on a show called Project Greenlight, and there was a black producer or a black writer, and he made a comment about the only person of color that he was going to cast this movie was a black prostitute.
Yes.
And the writer or producer, I think her name is Effie Brown, and she was just like, well, you know, we could, you know, there should be more roles than just, you know,
a black prostitute.
A black woman, a black prostitute who falls in love with the white guy and has a white pimp and all this other stuff.
Right.
He just made some off-the-wall comment that was just like, you know, this is, you know, this is how, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he's like, this is how Hollywood is, and, you know, and that type of thing, or some shit like that. But
he was talking to someone else. It was someone else's film, and he was coaching them or mentoring them or whatever. Is that right?
Yeah.
And so, and I think that's not very, I think it's kind of a pessimistic viewpoint for him to say that. But I also think he was coming from a place of where what he's seen in Hollywood. And I think he's right. I think it's not right, just like we said about the gay thing. It's not right that they always cast a black woman as a prostitute or a maid or da-da-da-da, and yet he's telling this producer or whoever, this writer or whatever, that that's how it is. I don't think that the writer should listen to him, though. I think that he or she should have done what they wanted to and put a black person in a lead role or something. But,
well, she did. Because, I mean, it's on video, and, you know, her facial expression was worth a million words.
I bet it was.
When he said that, she was just like, oh, my God, like, wow, okay. But, yeah, it's – I mean, he is right. I mean, because it seems like in a lot of movies – well, not a lot of movies, but there are certain movies where they only – when they cast people of color, you know, it's mainly...
They always die first.
They always die first, or yes, playing some, you know, whore on TV.
Right.
Or, you know, they're a drug dealer, or...
And if it's a historical movie, and that's pertinent, that's one thing, but if...
Yeah, that's one thing, but if you just, you know...
I agree. Well, I think he's... I don't know. Matt Damon has never come across to me as a racist or as a homophobe. I think actually he's always been seen to me. I've always seen him to be pretty open-minded. So I don't know if he is or not, but I think that he's just, in my opinion, from what I can gather, is he's just talking from his perspective from what he's experienced in Hollywood. I don't think he necessarily, maybe he does, means that this is the way it should be. I think he's talking about the way it is, and I think there's a difference there.
Right. I'm sure he's seen some amazing gay actors, and he's simply stating that they could have had more illustrious careers if...
That's what he said. Exactly. Yeah. And that's true. So, whatever. I mean, anyway, but yeah, whatever. Okay, moving on. Kim Zolciak. Yeah, first let's talk about her stroke. Did you hear about her stroke? Kim Zolciak from
Atlanta Housewives. Yeah, I heard a little bit about it, but I didn't hear a lot of details. And I heard she got heart surgery.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I didn't hear... See, I haven't heard...
Last thing I heard was
she was in the hospital for like a day and she got out, but I don't know what else happened.
Yeah, I read that today.
Oh, wow. So they say what caused the stroke or anything?
Probably all those damn cigarettes.
Oh, I forgot she smokes.
They put her on Dancing.
She's a serious smoker.
Yeah, she is.
Throw her on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm sure...
She's like... I am so wrong.
I love her, though. I wish her all the best. I love her to death.
I wouldn't say I love
her. Wendy Williams, you know, chimed in.
Oh,
let's hear about that. Let's hear about that.
She said that it was fake or something like that.
Wendy's a dumbass. Fuck her. She's not faking it. Do you think she's faking it? Seriously?
I don't think she...
I mean, unless she wanted to get off the show.
But she didn't have a stroke on the show. She had a stroke after the show. So, I mean...
That was, like, all the drama when Lisa Vanderpump, like, threw her... Like,
that was fake. I'm sorry, that was fake.
Yeah. So, I don't think it was fake, but, I mean, again, this is Wendy Williams we're talking about.
Wendy's an... since that one show, I can't remember what happened, what she said, but I told you a few months back, I stopped watching her show. I haven't watched her since. And I don't hate her or anything. I just... No, she just annoys me now. I'm sorry. She just annoys me now. She just annoys me. I know you like her and all that, but sorry. She just annoys the fuck out of me now.
Well, no, I mean, she's okay. I mean, I don't have... We know... Okay.
Sometimes she just goes over the line for me.
Wendy Williams is known for being messy, though. Like,
well, she is messy.
But, I mean...
I don't know. Whatever. Pull your boat. But anyway, I don't like her anymore.
It's just one of those things. But I don't know. But like, I mean, like I said, with this mini stroke, you know, with her having this mini stroke, I mean, I can't say that I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I mean, because she smokes, she drinks, you know, and stuff. Now she has those, you know, tribe of children. So it's like, you know, so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it too. And, you know,
it's just unusual for someone that young to have a stroke. But actually, just a little side note, a friend of mine's boss, she was awake. This is like 2 or 3 months ago, about 2 months ago, actually, maybe 6 weeks ago. I don't know. Anyway, she lives in Chicago, and she was in the morning. She and her husband woke up, and her husband was taking a shower, and she heard something fall in the shower, and she went to the shower. Her husband just died there in the shower, just literally dropped dead. And he was like 40 years old, and he ran all the time. He was a good shape or whatever. And they did an autopsy, and they said it's not a brain thing. It's not a heart thing, and it's not a neurological thing. So they're waiting on the autopsy for 2 more weeks to find out what killed him. But he literally just dropped dead. And so you never know. I mean, you could just drop dead tomorrow or get hit by a truck or something. Doesn't matter how old you are. So it's just shocking to me that she actually had a stroke so young. But anyway, I think that's just so sad. So sad.
That anyway. Is sad. So you only live once. Make sure you go to Taco Bell.
Yes, and make sure you don't have Skittles and what the fuck's it called? Parka. What the fuck they're called? What are they called? A hoodie on. Thank you. Skittles and a hoodie on. Walking through George Zimmerman's neighborhood.
Oh yeah. Yes.
This man is the most despicable human being in existence, and I cannot believe he still is out there and has not gotten his comeuppance yet. What are you going to say about George Zimmerman tweeting this photo of Trayvon Martin dead?
Burn in hell.
Burn in hell. Thank you. I agree. I mean, what kind of person does this? I mean, I have nothing to say. Just say, just talk about it. Talk.
I mean, I don't like him. I mean, I feel like he's just still trying to stay in the media, get his 15 minutes of fame. Ever since this trial has ended, nothing good has ever come his way. And whatever happened, I don't wish bad on anyone, but if something happens to them, I'm just going to be like, eh.
I wish bad on him. I wish bad on the man. I hope he gets what he gave. That's what I'm saying. I believe in karma to some degree. Sometimes you got to help it along a little bit. And I think the guy needs to get his fucking comeuppance, and somebody needs to shoot his ass in the fucking head. I hate the man. I hate him because he's a despicable human being. He's not somebody who made a mistake and is remorseful and sad, and I'm sorry, I should never have done that. No, he's a man who says, I have no regrets. I'll do it again. I'll do it to someone else. And he's still fucking out there. Fuck him. I hate him. Sorry.
Why would you tweet a picture of this and put it out there?
Because he has no morality. He has no class. He has
like a sociopath.
He is a sociopath.
And then he has the nerve to say that he can't find a job. And I'm just like,
who's going
to
give you a job?
Like, who's
going to
hire you?
Oh my God. Anyway. Yeah, I read that, I think it was yesterday or whenever that was, and I just really, it blew my fucking mind, and it pisses me off, so whatever.
He reminds me a lot of Casey Anthony. Like, every time I think about how I think of Casey Anthony.
Oh, my God.
He's tweeting racist things, and and I'm thinking to myself, like, really?
He was caught, I don't know if you knew this, right after his trial here in Texas, actually East Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember
he was driving through East Texas, and the cop stopped him, he had a gun or something, and got in trouble here, and then he got in trouble in Florida, and then he got in trouble somewhere. I mean, he keeps getting in trouble and arrested, but he never stays in jail.
Yeah.
It's obviously the man is an idiot. Anyway, a crazy person. I need to move on because it pisses me off. I'm sorry. Okay. Real Housewives of Atlanta, the trailer. I watched
it.
Was
it really good?
Yes, it was
really good.
Was good. So Kim Fields is on this season. Kim Fields is going to be on this season, which is a 2D from Facts of Life, for those of you who don't know her name.
Yeah. I love me some Kim Fields. And she was on Living Single.
Is it what, Christian?
She was on Living Single as well.
Yes, she was. What?
Thank you, Donovan. Is the transsexual girl on there?
Margo?
No.
Talking about Margo?
It's been rumored for months that they cast a transsexual.
You're right.
I can't remember her name, but I know you're talking about.
No. I did not see her. They didn't show her on that thing anyway. They didn't show her on the
Is Portia back?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. Cunt's back.
And Sheree.
Yes.
Yeah, Sheree was coming back for a little bit.
I'm glad about that.
Is Claudia back?
No. I read that she was coming back, but I didn't see her in the trailer anywhere. Did you see her?
No, she's not coming back. She got booted.
Oh, I read she was coming back. Okay, well, I guess she's not then. Oh, well.
Just like she got booted from the Ricky Smiley show.
Yeah. So, you were just
what
shady.
What happened there?
You are so late. You didn't hear about this?
No.
So she got booted. She was booted from the Ricky Smiley show because they were having issues behind the scenes and...
What, with Portia or with someone else?
No, with Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley was that they were having issues behind the scenes.
He's probably trying to sleep with her.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that was the case.
I got to spend a few hours with Claudia IRL.
I like Claudia.
And a good friend of mine does her club bookings. Mm-hmm. And so when she was in Dallas, I got to spend some time with her. And... you know, she's not really very similar to how she was on TV at the time. I was during the last season. It was actually the day before they filmed the reunion, so she had spilled all the tea to us. But she's completely different in real life. And it's kind of super down to earth, super fun girl. But it's kind of surprising to me that she lost her radio gig, because before that, she was working on Jamie Foxx's radio show for years. So that's really surprising to me.
But it works for her because she had her own show. But I think you have to remember, because prior to Claudia getting on here, there was Ebony Steele. And people loved Ebony Steele. But then when Ebony Steele left to pursue her own thing, they brought in Claudia Jordan. First of all, when they brought in Claudia Jordan on the Ricky Smiley show, I immediately thought it was not a good thing to do, because Claudia Jordan just comes from a different background. Mm-hmm. And... you know, she just didn't. I feel like she just didn't mesh with anyone, and
yeah. She did tell me she only gets there like 5 minutes before they go live.
Well, that's not very good.
I was like, really? She was like, yeah. She was like, I don't really practice. She was like, I just go on. We hit the mic. I'm like, oh,
wow.
I was really surprised about.
But I just feel like she just didn't. There wasn't any type of connection, and you know, that type of thing. And I feel like I almost feel like she was trying too hard at times on the show.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it seemed like she was trying to be funny and witty, and it just wasn't working. And so when she left, I was actually like, thank God, because I was just like... because actually, when she came on the show, I actually stopped listening.
Well, I've never listened to the show.
I was just like annoyed with her. But then when they brought in the Brat, I was like, thank God.
Is that show like the Tom Joyner show was or something?
Yeah, it's syndicated, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you know I did Tom Joyner's Penthouse?
What?
Actually, there's some legality there.
Years ago. Oh no. This is years ago. And there's no I didn't have a confidentiality agreement or anything with him. Okay. I also did their offices, Reach Media, at the Galleria area. When I did his penthouse, there was a stripper pole that I had to include in his bedroom. And the first apartment I did for him, it wasn't a penthouse, but it was in the same building. And when I did the whole thing, new carpet, everything, brand new, he paid for everything. And, you know, even though the apartments or whatever didn't make him do it. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, so put the freaking stripper pole in there, whatever. And then about 2 months later, his assistant calls me and says, we need you to do his next apartment. I'm like, why? Because he set it on fire. And
what?
The whole place, because he had all these candles, and he had a massage table, and all these candles out for these girlfriends and stuff he had there. Mm-hmm. And he was married, by the way. I don't know if he still is, but he was married.
Should we say allegedly?
No, this is all the truth. I don't care. Sue my ass. It's all true, bitch. Anyway, so, anyway.
Well, I'm going to say allegedly.
I speak only for myself. I do not speak for Christian. I do not speak for Jason. This is not representative of the Gay XYZ show.
Thank you, Jason, the legal department.
Yes.
But no, what I was going to say is it was hilarious to me how sometimes people who are celebrities and they act and things they do. And he was so like, I dealt mostly with his assistant, Angela, at the time. But I mean, he was so just like, I did not like Tom Joyner. I just did not like him. I'm sorry. But his show, my question was, I got into all that, is Rick Smiley's show similar to what his show was like?
No, Ricky Smiley's show is a little bit more ratchet.
Oh, really?
It's ratchet, but it's very, very funny. It's you can definitely tell it's towards a younger demographic.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's also towards a, you know, minority demographic.
Yeah, it comes on in the morning, I think, on the beat, right? In Dallas, on the beat.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'd give it a listen.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny, especially when they do like little stuff. It's pretty funny. And the Tom Joyner show, it's more to a mature setting. It's an
older people. Yeah,
they talk about a lot of, you know, politics and, you know, different news and stuff like that. But he also does a lot of stuff for colleges and for the, you know, NAACP. And,
right.
So it makes totally sense why he would have a stripper pole in his bedroom.
And he does stuff for, like, the United Negro College Fund. I mean, he donates a lot of money to colleges, universities, and stuff like that.
Well, good for him. That's great. I still didn't like him, but whatever. Well, in terms of the radio shows here in Dallas, by the way, I mean, do you guys, like, Sirius XM, do you guys listen to Sirius XM, or do you have it, or do you listen
I
to,
do.
Like... Okay, I'm a huge Sirius XM listener. And
I am, too.
Me, okay, great. But have you listened to Radio Andy yet, or not? You don't like him, I forgot.
What I'm saying, I didn't say that I didn't like him. I just
you're not a huge fan or whatever.
No, I don't have anything against him. I'm just
I get
he's
it.
Just, he's messy.
But he's messy.
I don't have anything negative to say.
Well, I was just gonna say I've listened to it the past week or so when it's been on, and I actually like it pretty well. I mean, he's got himself on there on his show. He's got Sandra Bernhardt, which
love her,
whom I adore. Yeah, love her to death. Some people love her or hate her. I love her. And he's got what's his face, Lance Bass's show on there now, and several other people. Oh, he's got a really cool show, which I really liked, with John Hickey. I don't know if you know who John Hickey is. He's an actor. He's really good friends with Sarah Jessica Parker and with Andy Cohen. Anyway, okay, well, he has a show called... I can't remember what it's called. Something like My Favorite Song or something. And where they sit and they talk about for an hour with a celebrity, the last one I listened to was Sarah Jessica Parker, about their favorite songs and why and da-da-da. And it was so much fun. I know it sounds like a boring show, but oh my God, it was so much fun. And it took back so many memories. One of her favorite songs is that song from the 90s, which, oh my God, takes me back, called... I forgot. No,
you're supposed to have that ready on because I want to
do it. It's like Joy, not Joy, that song Joy. Joy. Dun, 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 dun. Remember that song Joy from the 90s?
Who's it by?
I don't know. Stax. STAXX. Anyway, point Stax. Is.
I didn't listen to
that. The point is, I'm going to get you, that song. How's it go? Fuck, I don't know. Y'all are so young, whatever.
I know who you're talking about. I just didn't listen to that music.
Yeah, I know you didn't because you were young. But anyway, my point is, my point wasn't about the song, though.
So
my point.
You're a little bit older, you lose your memory.
Right, I do. Right. So forgive me. My point was not about the song, but it was about the fact that it was a really cool premise, I think, for a show. I think it's a fun thing for a show. So it'd be fun to listen to what people like. So. Anywho,
I still can't believe there was a band named Stax.
Oh yeah, there was this band named Everything in the
90s.
That
sounds like a white stripper name, Stax.
Oh no, they were black. They were black. It was a black dance group or whatever. Yeah, Martha Wash and all those people. Yeah, I don't know who they were or whatever. Y'all are young. But she talked about, you know, George Michael is, right? Hello.
Yeah, I know who George Michael is.
And there was a song called Freedom that he did. She loved that song and Faith and things like that. So, and did you like George Michael when you were younger, or y'all, is that too old for you?
I like George Michael now.
Okay. Well, he doesn't really do much anymore, but I mean
he doesn't do much anymore. I know he hasn't come up with an album in quite some time.
Yeah.
No, I remember listening to George Michael as a kid.
Yeah, I used to like kiss his album.
Oh, I remember growing up, my mom used to have the biggest crush on George Michael.
Yes.
This is like years ago before he came out.
Like during Wham or something when he was gay.
He was in Wham?
Yeah, he was gay. Oh my God.
You
need to look him up when he's in Wham. I mean, he was like the gayest thing on earth.
They sing that one Christmas song.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart. Yes, that's them. Yeah. They also sang that song, Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, that song. Anyway, so that's what they're known for. But yeah, he's awesome. I liked him too. Who else do you like? Who's an oldie? I'm curious to know who are oldies to the two of you, besides
me,
those.
Like, oldies is like 90, like early
years.
No,
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is a modern kid. Britney Spears is a modern contemporary pop star.
Okay.
Oldies to me is like late, like Whitney Houston, Toni Braxton.
Oh my God.
That's pretty modern though.
I was
that's
in college.
Modern.
I was pretty in college.
No, I mean, like that one when he used to, you know, I want to dance with somebody.
That's the 80s.
Like the body, like right. I said the 80s.
You said the 90s.
I said the late 80s. Oh, early 90s.
Okay. So you like
the that, bodyguard soundtrack.
That's the early 90s, like a bitch. Bit of,
like, Poison is kind of cool.
That's the early 90s. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I just can't wrap my head around how young you
I
are.
I like that group. I can never pronounce it. I think it's called, is it Spandau Ballet?
Spandau Ballet, yes.
Yes, yes. I like that
true?
Song. True?
The song True, yes. Yes.
That is so 80s.
That's very 80s. I was in middle school. All right, I was in elementary school.
And I know Debbie Gibson, too. That's 80s.
Oh, that's very 80s. Middle school. Totally.
And Tiffany. I know Tiffany.
Oh, yes. Think we're alone now.
Oh, and
now.
Climax. There's a meeting.
Who the hell's Climax?
Wait a minute now. How the fuck are you going to be older than me and not know Climax?
I've never heard of him. What's the song? Tell me the song.
It's called Meeting in the Ladies Room. It's four or five black girls that was in this pop group.
You say Climax? C-L-I-M-A-X-X? Yes.
No, it's K-L-Y-M-A-X-X.
Of course it is. K-L-Y.
Just pull up and play it right quick.
M-A-X-X. I've
never heard this song.
And his song was, I Miss You. What song did you say it was?
It's called Meeting in the Ladies
Room. Oh, here it is. Okay, let's hear it. I probably heard it, but I don't know the song. Let's see. Here we go. Wait, no. Meeting in the Ladies Room. There it is. Okay, play.
Yeah.
Play, bitch.
I've heard it once they start singing.
This is like so, oh my God, 80s. What is this?
I've got like a good, like, couple dance moves for this one.
Okay, I'm skipping to the chorus.
Yes.
No, I have never heard the song in my life.
Oh,
that's not the chorus?
No. Oh, I know the song.
I like it, but I've never heard it before.
I heard that recently somewhere. I don't know. Maybe a fashion show.
Maybe they remade it or something.
No, that was on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, they did.
That's
yeah,
why I know that song.
So
that's
an oldie to you. Okay, what's an oldie to you?
What's oldie to you?
To me? Oh,
yeah, like
to
70s?
No. I was born in 75. Like the 70s. No, the 80s is old to me. The oldies to me is like early 80s. So it's a like... so I listen to like more new wave stuff and like Depeche Mode, and I listen. You know the song Depeche Mode, "Enjoy the Silence." That song. Oh my God, "Enjoy the Silence."
I like Shannon. Let the music play. That's not
or do you know who Erasure is?
Who
Erasure?
Never heard of
it. Oh my God!
You thought it was the Climax.
Yes, but I'm sorry. Erasure is a cultural phenomena, unlike Climax, and nobody's heard of before but you. So I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm kidding. No, let me play the little beginning of the song. It's like my favorite song by them, and see if you've heard it before. Here it goes. Just listen to the chorus in a second. Hold on. From breaking my heart, I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. That you give me no reason why you make me work so hard. You've never heard that song ever.
Nope, never. But that put me in like an Aquanet haze.
Oh my God.
it feels like I should have been walking through high school.
Well, that's when it came out in 1988. That's when I was in, anyway, I was in middle school. But my point is that kind of music, of course, Madonna, hello. That she keeps everything through my life, of course, Madonna. Who else? I listen to, I'm trying to think of the 80s music. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. Oh, yeah, I can. Debbie Gibson. Chaka Khan. I listened to her some. Who else was around?
You've probably never heard of like any of like anything that I listened to when I was growing
up.
Well,
tell me somebody.
None of them are relevant anymore. I was a really big fan of the 18s. Have you ever heard of them?
The 18s
were really hot because they were like the new ABBA generation, and so they did a whole disco. Pull it up. They did a whole disco like ABBA album of like all ABBA remakes, and it's like hardcore disc. It's so good.
I remember that.
It still goes really hard today. Anyways, the whole theme of my birthday party this year is like millennial madness, and it's like all those artists. All those artists from, like, the early 2000s that you forgot about, like the 18s, it's going to be really good.
Okay, just so you know, Erasure, I just talked about, made a whole album that's better than this, but I'll play it. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Actually, Dancing Queen's better. Hold on.
No, Dancing Queen is, like, the normal version. Play, like,
Take a Chance on Me?
No, like, Man After Midnight. Let's
take a chance. Like, what?
Man After Midnight.
It's not on here.
Gimme. I can't remember what it's called.
Here's gimme.
Just play one.
Gimme.
Yes!
Yes, give me. I know the song.
So good. That was my first concert.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was in third grade.
Oh, very cool. You sampled that song, by the way, don't you? Gimme.
Yeah. They have a lot of their own original music too, but that's like what they were most known for.
Okay.
Yes, Mama Hong Kong. That's like my new thing I keep saying. Yes, Mama Hong Kong.
Oh, well, see, also oldies to me is like Mariah Carey when she first came out. I listened to her when she first came out.
She could sing.
Oh, here's a song. This is like it, okay? Okay, I know you know the song.
Take us out with this one.
Okay, hold on. Oh, maybe I can find it. What the fuck is the name of it?
Is it Mariah?
No, it's not Mariah. Okay, here's a song. Here we go. No, is it this song? Yeah, it's this song.
Nobody stands for Mariah anymore. That's so sad.
I like Mariah. I just liked her better when she was like younger and she sounded better. And yeah. She now just tries too hard. I don't know what her deal is. Okay. What the fuck is it? Oh, here it is. Okay, here it is. This song right here. Okay, so you're going to go out in this song right here? Okay, here we go. I want to say bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll be back.
Done.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
It's Britney, bitch. This is the right time to believe
in love. Wrong one. Here we go.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know that song, but I like it.
Oh, my God.
This song, I just listened to the album over and over in 1990. Oh my God.
Lisa Sanchez.
Yes. I love this bitch. I'll never give up looking for my baby. Come on,
mom.
Okay, so see, that bitch was the one I listened to over and over. I loved her.
Ugh, I don't know that song, but I like it. Question, don't you ever wonder what happened to, like, those 80s, 90s pop stars that, like, didn't really, like, make it super mainstream? Not, like, what are they up to?
Like, which one? Name one. I'll tell you.
Her.
Oh, my God. I have her latest album. It's called Seven. I have all of her albums. Her latest album is called Seven. Yes.
When was it released?
Last year.
Oh.
Yeah, she still tours and everything.
She still tours, yep. She's awesome. I love her. And she still looks good. And you look her up. You like her. Listen, seriously.
I like the other song she has called All Woman.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah,
Oh, God, I love that song. Wait, where is it? Hold on. Here it is.
Yes.
Let's play a little bit of it.
I remember a drag queen performed this song.
Oh, this is sexy.
She's sexy, too. Her music's sexy.
For the longest, I thought she was a black woman.
Everybody did.
He's home again from another day.
She smiles at him as he walks through the door. It will be okay. It's hard for her when he does.
Let's just get to the chorus.
He says, babe, you look a mess.
You look your daddy in the dress. Just not like it used to be.
She says,
I may not be the woman. That's the shit.
From Monday to Sunday, I work harder than you know. I'm no class anyway.
Okay, good. Yes! Anyway.
Oh my God, see, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to pull this shit up.
Do you know, like, I'm not kidding you, that album right there, that those songs are on, all the songs. Well, All Women's on a different one, actually, the other two. That, oh my God, I listen to it all the time, still, all the time. It's the best, it's a classic, it's wonderful. So definitely check it out, Christian, you'll love her. Look her up. Okay, so anyway, so now that we've
gone, singing over it,
gone down, no, it's okay, I'm so cool.
No, I wanted him to, like, turn it all the way up and then just, like, mute it, and I wanted to just hear you just, like, that.
Oh, that would have been funny.
And I wouldn't care either.
He'd still be singing, I'm sure. Anyway. Oh, so now we've gone down memory lane. Do you have anything else you want to say before we go out tonight, guys?
Yes, if you drive a Volkswagen, congratulations, you're about to die.
Oh my God, that's only if you have a diesel. And you're not gonna die. They're just polluting the air. That's the only problem. Did I read something? Did you read something I didn't read or something or what?
No, it's just they just have this huge recall, of course, and
yeah, Volkswagen is cheating the system and making your car, if you have a diesel Volkswagen, pass inspection while it's hooked up to the machine. But when it's off the machine, it continues to pollute the air. Big, big, big deal. But oh well, whatever. Okay, I don't have a Volkswagen, so it's okay.
I don't
either. Okay, what about you, Christian?
Me neither.
Okay, so we're all good. No worries. Okay. We'll be back next week with more on the Gay XYZ show. If you want to
talk about Ben Carson.
Oh, what about him and the stupid comments he made? Go ahead, talk about
it. Oh, no, I just want to say he made a comment about Muslims. He pretty much doesn't think that a person who's Muslim should be president of the United States, but he thinks it's okay for a Muslim to be in Congress. I'm like, you are lost the election saying some shit like that. So, or lost running to become the next president. Because I'm thinking to myself, why don't you say it's okay to not be president, but it's okay to be in Congress.
Right.
That I'm like when he said that, I was like, it's over. It's over for you. Hang it up.
Who wants him to be president anyway? Who the fuck cares?
And then he was trying to, like, retract and say, be like, oh, what I really meant was, I'm like, it's too late.
You said, it's done.
Nobody cares.
It's too late. You had it was a nice running for you, I guess, but
whatever.
Yeah. Oh, and also, did you hear about when they had the Republican thing about who they want on the new
ticket?
Yeah.
Who?
On the dollar bill, $20 bill, whatever the case it was.
Who?
Let me pull it up right quick. I'm going to read this off.
Donald Trump or something?
No. Each one of them they said, who would you like to see on, Sorry.
Well, people said Harriet Tubman, but then everybody threw a fit about that.
Well, nobody's going to agree. Everybody's not going to agree on it, so it doesn't matter. I mean, but okay. Harriet Tubman's a good choice. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so they asked them during the convention, who would you like to see on the $20 bill?
Mm-hmm.
These answers are hilarious. I can't believe they actually said this shit.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
So Rand Paul said Susan B. Anthony. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Huckabee said his wife.
Oh my God.
Marco Rubio said Rosa Parks. I was like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ted Cruz said put Rosa Parks on the $20 bill and keep Alexander Hamilton on the $10 bill. I'm like, okay.
What happened to the guy on the 20 then?
Exactly. Ben Carson said his mother.
His Donald mother.
Ben Carson said his mother. I'm like, really? Donald Trump said Rosa Parks. I was impressed. Jeb Bush said Margaret Thatcher. Now here's the problem I have with this.
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Margaret Thatcher. I'm thinking to myself, why would you put a woman who's not even from this country on a U.S. currency?
Plus, she's evil. But go ahead.
Yeah. Scott Walker said the founder of American Red Cross, Clara Barton.
Uh-huh.
Chris Christie said Abigail Adams.
Why?
Who fucking knows?
Here, I have an idea. We'll just put Meryl Streep on the $20 bill, and she'll just play everybody.
And
that's John, a great answer.
John, is it Cassidy? I
have no clue.
He said Mother Teresa. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Child cheese.
The only person that really had a decent answer was, like, Carly Fiorina.
What did she say?
Oh, my God.
She said, we shouldn't change the $10 or the $20 bill. I think, honestly, it's a gesture. I don't think it helps change our history. What I think is that we ought to recognize that women are not a special interest group. Women are the majority of this nation, and we are half of the potential of this nation, and this nation will be better off when every woman has the opportunity to live the life she chooses.
Oh, well, she actually had a clear moment. I can't believe it. Good for her. Did you see the stage fell on her when she was here in Dallas or San Antonio?
I saw that.
Hilarious, bitch. I'm glad. Wicked Witch is dead. They kept showing that online. That was hilarious. Okay, we've got to go. Christian, you want to pimp out your website real quick?
Yeah, it's christianalexanderfashion.com.
And I'm at offlimitshow.com. This is Donovan. And Jason can be found at...
It's Twitter. It's Jason_B_Like.
And be sure to go to gayxyz.com to find out more about us. If you're on Spreaker, by the way, be sure to go to the GayXYZ show page and like the show. And also, if you're not on Spreaker, you go there and find the show there as well. Also, we're on something else. What are we on?
iTunes.
Where? Oh, iTunes? I think we're on iTunes. I'm not sure. I don't think we're on iTunes. We get on iHeart. But anyway, we'll have to see. But anyway, just find us. Type in GayXYZ show. You'll find us somewhere online. Thanks for listening, everybody. Everybody have a great night.
Just
good night.
Hearts, exes, oaths, mama, honk, honk, clon, clon.
Bye.
Bye.